This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. The war in Iraq is putting intense pressure on two national leaders. President Bush will soon face a Democratic Congress skeptical of his war policy. The Prime Minister of Iraq already faces Americans who think he's not doing enough. What's at stake here is the course of a war that has gone nearly as long as the American participation in World War II. We start our coverage in Baghdad, where Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki announced he is reshuffling his cabinet. He accused lawmakers of sticking with their militias instead of their country. Maliki made those moves amid fresh violence, as NPR's Jamie Terabay reports.
A bomb exploded in the parking lot outside the Iranian embassy in Baghdad this morning, close to the fortified green zone where the U.S. embassy is located and where Iraqi parliament meets. Parliament is meeting again today after a rowdy session that had to be closed to the media. In it, Shiite parliamentarians demanded answers from the prime minister over a mass kidnapping in Diwaniya on Saturday night. MP Abdul Karim al-Anizi said at least 50 Shiites traveling south were stopped at a fake army checkpoint and kidnapped.
Death squads and National Guard uniforms kill and kidnap people. Those kidnapped are still unaccounted for, and we haven't seen any response matching the scale of the crime that occurred. We haven't seen any Iraqi forces hold their ground in this area.
And instead of relying on the Iraqi security forces to find those who were missing, al-Anizi said tribesmen from Diwaniya were taking matters into their own hands.
There was an armed demonstration by the tribesmen of Diwaniya in the mid-Euphrates area. They are determined to head to the area where this incident took place.
Yesterday's events in parliament were only a further demonstration of how fragmented the country's become. Shiite politicians accused Sunnis of leading death squads, while Sunni lawmakers claim the government is involved in the execution-style killings of Sunnis. Maliki, in return, accused his ministers of sticking to their political parties and their party militias instead of declaring loyalty to Iraq. In the closed-door session, he reportedly told lawmakers their words only made the security situation worse and that he would no longer accept a government made of militiamen. He said he would reshuffle his cabinet.
There needs to be a change. We need to get the system right. So everyone, even the Prime Minister and the President, know that they cannot stay in their jobs forever. It'll send a message to all of them that they can be changed if they do not do their job.
One of those likely to be changed is the new Interior Minister Jawad Balani, who's only been in the job just over 4 months now. Despite firing 3,000 employees and arresting others for human rights abuses, Balani is struggling to resolve the security crisis. Yesterday, suicide bombers detonated outside a police recruiting center and killed over 30 men trying to enlist. Other explosions in the capital killed at least 10 other people. Baghdad's morgue reported receiving 1,815 bodies in October. Most were victims of sectarian violence. Because of the randomness of the execution-style killings, Iraqi men are getting tattoos of their names and numbers so they don't become one of the hundreds of unidentified corpses received at the morgue each week. Even the parliament speaker, Mahmoud Mashhadani, voiced skepticism at the government's chances of cracking down on the violence. He told Al Hayat newspaper that it would take a miracle to get Iraq out of its current security and political crisis. Meanwhile, in Diwaniya, the families of those missing are determined to find their loved ones with or without the help of the authorities. Some have called on coalition forces to help them since they have no confidence in Iraqi security forces. A male relative shown on Iraqi television said it's been 3 years and the killing hasn't stopped. Aren't we all citizens of Iraq, he asks. Okay, we're not important government officials, we don't have bodyguards, but we need weapons to protect ourselves. Jamie Tarabay, NPR News, Baghdad.